Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, October 14th, and happy 43rd birthday to Atlanta R&B star Usher. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Floyd County Commission backs Elections Board expansion. Chairwoman Cupid asks businesses for help in creating a winning transit tax. Ball Ground City Council to hear annexation request for 66 homes. Woodstock approved housing study to guide policies. Voters were mixed on Ed Splost, but there were smooth operations on the first day of early voting. And finally, gas prices are up 8 cents since last week. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third-party candidate.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
Floyd County commissioners have endorsed 2 recommendations from the Floyd County Elections Board to increase their board members from 3 to 5 and to schedule a third-party performance review. The election board change won't go into effect until the spring of 2022 at the earliest. It requires approval from the Georgia General Assembly, so commissioners will ask Representatives Katie Dempsey, Mitchell Scoggins, and Eddie Lumsden, and Senator Chuck Hufstetler to submit the legislation. The General Assembly will have a special session in November to redraw the voting district maps. Their next regular session begins in January, and the outside performance review for the Board of Elections and Elections Office could happen earlier. According to Elections Board Chair Melanie Conrad, they're looking at bringing in elections clerks from neighboring counties to review their processes and operations and make recommendations to have things run more efficiently. Ultimately, the County Attorney's Office will oversee the review board and how it will operate. This is part of an ongoing effort by the Elections Board members to improve elections operations in the county. Lisa Cupid asked business leaders on Tuesday for their input as Cobb County crafts a platform for a new mobility sales tax that's likely to appear on the ballot next November. The Cobb Board of Commissioners chairwoman made clear that she saw next year as the one solid shot to pass a special purpose local option sales tax for mobility, MSPLOST, and she drove home the point that the project list for such a tax must be popular enough to win voters' approval. Under Georgia's House Bill 930, Cobb can impose a 1% 30-year sales tax to fund transit. It can also impose an additional 1% 5-year sales tax for transportation projects under HB 170. Both taxes can also be made fractions. Chairwoman Cupid discussed a half or quarter penny tax as options. The maximum increase would be a total of 2% higher sales taxes on all goods and services. The key, she made clear, was crafting a winning project list. The Ball Ground City Council will field an annexation request to bring 66 homes along Old Dawsonville Highway Thursday night. The meeting is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Thursday at Ball Ground City Hall. Applicant Stan Fitz has requested to annex a portion of a 48-acre tract to develop 66 homes at 255 and 275 Old Dawsonville Road at a density of 1.37 units per acre. The request is not seeking additional density under what is already allowed under the zoning of the Ball Ground portion of the property. The Cherokee County Commission did not object to the annexation request at its October 5th meeting. However, the county did send Ballground a list of concerns with the proposal, including a shared driveway shown on the site plan that encroaches into a stream buffer and potential issues for emergency response vehicles for several lots. The county included a suggestion of a site development plan be approved by the Cherokee Fire Marshal's office before Ballground issues a land disturbance permit if the annexation is approved. In other action, the City Council will consider approving a widening of Old Dawsonville Road and improvements from Groover Street to William Court, about 1/2 mile near downtown Ballground. The council will also consider shifting some of the city's American Rescue Plan Act windfall of $830,000 to improving the roadway. Those looking to celebrate the Day of the Dead in Cobb County can do so in Marietta. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with that story.
A traditional Day of the Dead or Dia de los Muertos celebration will be held on November 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. on the campus of Southern Cremations and Funeral in Chatham Hill Memorial Park on the Dallas Highway in Marietta. This is their fourth annual Day of the Dead celebration. The program, starting at 6:15, will feature Nuevo Jalisco Mariachi Band, Ballet Folklorico TEOTL, which is traditional Mexican dancers, a traditional Day of the Dead altar, and complimentary traditional refreshments, Day of the Dead bread, and champurrado. The celebration will be held outside in the courtyard by the Columbiarium and the mausoleums. Dia de los Muertos is a beloved cultural celebration of life and death that originated in Mexico thousands of years ago. It features colorful skulls and skeletons. Now celebrated throughout much of Latin America, Day of the Dead celebrates the belief that the dead continue to live among us in memory and spirit, but are allowed to return to Earth once a year during the celebration. An important part of the celebration is the ofrenda, or traditional altar that is built to honor deceased loved ones, and is set up in the homes and many cemeteries in Mexico and Latin America. The altars are not intended for worshiping, but rather they are meant to welcome the dead back to earth with offerings like food, water, pictures of the deceased, skulls, candles, and traditional marigold flowers. A decorated altar will be available to the public in the Chapel Mausoleum at Chatham Hill Memorial Park. Family members can leave a picture or food offering in remembrance of their loved ones during normal business hours from November 1st through the 3rd. The doors of the mausoleum will be locked after hours to protect those offerings. Luminaries will also be available on November 1st for families to place at the graves or resting place of loved ones at Chatham Hill Memorial Park. For more information, please call 770-919-7100 or visit southerncremations.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm community reporter Matt Golden.
The Woodstock City Council approved a study Monday night to further study local housing to potentially influence future decisions on residential developments. The board unanimously approved the contract with KB Advisory Group, totaling $30,950. The study will build on a countywide housing study conducted by KB Advisory Group last year. The new study will specifically focus on the housing needs and issues within Woodstock's residential landscape. The study will include the housing supply and demand driving forces in the city, identify specific housing demand and deficiencies, and create a list of suggestions to meet those needs. The city plans to use the recommendations-focused data as a roadmap to potentially guide its strategies and rulings on residential projects. A finalized report will also be drawn up and presented to the city. The report will include the types of homes in Woodstock, their age, condition, size, amenities, pricing, and sales trends. It also includes research on local household and employment trends, including affordable housing needs. The housing study could be used to guide the city from 2022 through 2027.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678 ESOG
Mail. So, who'd you vote for, Hank?
Nah. If he tells you, it won't come true.
Early voting for Cobb's November elections began Tuesday, and several voters were willing to share their feelings with the MDJ about what was on their ballot that morning. 3 weeks of voting precede the November 2nd election, when Cobb Countyans will vote on a new 1% sales tax for education, elect officials in five of Cobb's six cities, and elect the Marietta Board of Education. Tuesday voters mixed on Ed Splost, the sixth cycle of the special purpose local option sales tax for education that's on the ballot. If approved, the 1% sales tax on all consumer goods will continue to fund improvements for the county's two school systems. Collection for Ed Splost 6, which is expected to bring in $895 million for Cobb County schools and $71.5 million for Marietta City schools, will start in 2024 and last for 5 years. Cobb Schools is planning several big-ticket projects: a new elementary school in South Cobb, a rebuild of the main Sprayberry High School building in East Cobb, and a second district career academy on the north end of the county. Marietta Schools, meanwhile, is focusing much of its money on renovations or additions to schools, including Marietta High School and several elementary schools. The district also plans to use some money for security and technology upgrades, instructional materials, copiers, paving, and repairs. Gas prices across the state have risen about 8 cents in the last week, and local motorists say they're feeling it in their pocketbook. The rise in gas prices comes alongside a rise in the price of crude oil, according to the not-for-profit American Automobile Association. AAA reported Tuesday the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas in Georgia was $3.07, while in Polk County it was $3.02. The state average for regular unleaded gas on Tuesday was 10 cents more than a month ago and $1.08 more than this time last year. Polk County's average price per gallon was $3.02 on Tuesday. That's lower than all of the surrounding counties except for Floyd, which was listed at $3.01. A gallon of gas is slightly lower in Cobb, where it's $3.04, and far lower than Fulton County, where the average price was $3.19 on Tuesday. Some of the most expensive metro markets in Georgia can be found around Savannah, $3.20, Hinesville-Fort Stewart, $3.16, and Brunswick, $3.11. And among the least expensive metro areas in the Peach State are Catoosa-Dade-Walker, $2.98, and Dalton at $3. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.